This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. There is a light in me. And now, let's join Bishop Ivy Hillier.
Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I pray for you, that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, what? Strengthen the brother. So we talked about proactively avoiding faith failure. On first night, I dealt with the foundational for obedience. And last night, Lady B, she dealt with avoiding financial disobedience. I just want to talk to you just a little bit on the fortitude to obey. Everybody say the fortitude. Yeah, the strength to obey. Now, we showed you last night how Peter's problem was that he was warned that he was going to be attacked. But his actions following the warning really reveals why he didn't make it. We said, number one, prayerlessness. When he should have been praying in the garden, he went to sleep. Secondly, he had a predatory attitude. When the soldier came to arrest Jesus, he took out his sword, cut the guy's ear off. He acted without thinking. Then next we said, he had this passiveness about him. He went from predatory to passiveness and followed afar off. Then we watch him get the wrong partnerships. He's hanging around the wrong people. And then we see his profession, the words out of his mouth, get progressively worse. Now, so we understand now, why didn't Jesus fail his test? Jesus was under the same pressure. In fact, even greater. They were beating him. Well, here's the reason why Jesus didn't fail his test is because, as we'll back up in Luke chapter 22, and then we're going to find something there. We'll go forward. It says, verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, what? Strengthened. He was strengthened to obey. That's what I want to talk about, this strength we get to obey God. That we obey God not out of the energy of willpower, but we obey God out of divine strength. The reason Jesus was able to go through and the reason Jesus was able to obey in difficult times when his flesh first resisted was because he understood the power of supernatural strength. Amen. Now, when I look at my own life, the reason I was able to go through, y'all saw the old building, that sort of thing, is because something happened to me. Now remember, Jesus says to Peter, Peter, when you're converted, he said, I fully expect you to make it through this. And when you're converted, you need to strengthen your brothers. Well, what happened to Peter from the time we see him to his speech on Pentecost? He got strength from another world. He got filled with the Holy Spirit. Y'all didn't get it? Y'all, no. No, no, no. His dependence was no longer on himself. But he now had a dependence on the supernatural power of God. Your obedience tonight has connected you with the supernatural power of God. No longer look for natural things to happen. Now, the Bible says this, so because a lot of people want to, when you talk about strength, they want to think of strength in the natural, but that's not how it occurs. when the Bible talks about strengthening, go quickly to another scripture, and I don't have many scriptures for you tonight, but let's go quickly to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16, because we get strengthened in our spirit, man. That's where it comes. What I found out, most people don't know what to do after obedience. They don't know what to do. See, obedience is my entitlement, but it is my faith that brings it to pass. Watch this now. And faith is not magic. So then, it may take longer than you think, but it'll be on time, Jesus. Amen. When I'm in faith, I'm expecting plan of action. When I'm in faith, I'm expecting a miracle. When I'm in faith, I'm expecting the wisdom of God. When I'm in faith, I'm expecting the favor of God. But when I'm in faith, I'm expecting strength to endure until change comes. Because what the devil will do, I've been to the place where I've sown a seed. I've sown sacrificially. And I got to tell you, the devil parked right on my shoulder right after I sowed the seed and told me, "You fool, you."
Come on,
Jack. Why? Because he's trying to bait me in to faith failure. Now, what you going to do when this and what you going to do when that? Because he's trying to get me to buy in to something other than what God's word says. But I got strength. Everybody say strength. Why did I tell you to go quickly? Yeah. Ephesians chapter what? 3, verse 16. It says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the where? Everybody say in a man. See, the strength that I get is not willpower. The strength that I get is the power, my spirit becomes stronger. Okay, let me give you another. Everybody say strength in the inner man. Now, the strength in the inner man, go with me quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm strong. I don't feel. It's not about how I feel with my natural, you know, I don't feel this, but I know this. Everybody say, I don't feel it, but I know it. All right, verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not, we don't quit. We don't give up our hope. Because see, when I give sacrificially and give the precious, I've got another hope. I got another expectation. Because when I sow sacrificially and I sow the precious seed from the record of scripture, I got a different kind of hope. I'm expecting something supernatural to happen. Now, watch this. Something precious that I sow is something I want for myself. The precious that I sow, it's something that others may despise me giving. The precious that I sow makes a demand on my faith. The precious that I sow, watch this, always, everybody say always, produces a recognizable harvest. The Bible says, he that goeth forth sowing precious seed shall doubtless come again. So I'm saying to you right now, don't you let doubt invade your mind. You have now triggered the supernatural. Everybody say, I have triggered the supernatural with my obedience. And my spirit man is being empowered by the Holy Ghost to hold fast until I see the results and the manifestation of what is promised. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed how? How? Day by day. Now watch this now. And I'm in real good shape. Y'all smarter than I thought. No, I'm about to tell you something here. Because see, what the Lord taught me years ago was how to get a return on my giving. He taught me how to get a return. Most people don't know how to get a return. Because they don't know what to expect. Now, when I sow, wisdom comes. Favor comes. Breakthrough comes. God raises up people to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. Revelation comes. Everybody say revelation. Yes, yeah, so I got to know what to say. If I don't know how to recognize my harvest may come and I may not even. So I got to know what to expect when I sow. And I've got to have the strength so I don't faint while the harvest is being delivered. I got two more passages and we're going to wrap it up. And then pressure's going to come and we're going to go in again, then we're going to go home. Go to Psalms 27. Psalms 27. Because I have the responsibility, once I have sown, to exercise my faith, to be strengthened. Amen, amen. All right, watch this, watch this. Strength is a matter of alignment. What Jesus did, once he was out of alignment saying, remove the cup. Then he gets back into alignment saying, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So when I get in alignment with the word of God, I can expect to be strengthened. I can expect to be strengthened when the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. So when I declare, strength comes. Amen. Strength comes because of the grace of God. Everybody say grace of God. Paul says, because of his grace, he says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. All right? So I got all these promises in the Bible that he's going to give me strength and I won't faint while I'm waiting on my harvest. Amen. What I found out, a lot of people don't understand that. So therefore, what happens is they throw away their faith with their mouths when it takes longer than they thought it was going to take. I had a guy, I used to teach, he used to be in our church. I would teach on tithing. And he was a tither. But then he'd say all the time, it ain't working for me. I ain't never seen nothing return on my tithe. I said, well, your faith is working. He said, what? I said, because you said you'll never receive anything. So it's working for you. That's why you're not. Verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now watch this. Here's the point. Most folk who say they are waiting on the Lord are not waiting on the Lord. No, they're waiting, but they're not waiting on the Lord. Because the scripture shows us when we're waiting on the Lord, something happens to us. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall. So if I quit, obviously I wasn't waiting. Not on the Lord. No, if the scripture says, if I wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he's going to strengthen me. I can't give out if he's strengthening me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if I faint along the way, I wasn't waiting on him. I was just waiting.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. That's good. Come on, Dad.
Now, when I'm waiting on him because of the accuracy of his word. Now, my resolve, I have a resolve that what he promised will come to pass. Jesus. No, I promise y'all, I got for 6 more minutes. Yeah, that. Now, I thought about something earlier today as I was talking. Y'all see the little raggedy building I was in? Now, I'm praying now, and the Lord's talking to me. He's giving me the promise. And during this process, maybe the second or third largest Baptist church in the city becomes vacant. And my pastor had influence there. And he recommended me. And the pulpit committee calls me.
All right.
Now, I want you to understand. We're talking about the one of the most prestigious churches in the city.
Yes, sir.
And my pastor got clout with them.
Yeah.
And he calls them, recommends me, and the chairman, well, I can't say chairman, but whoever was on the pulpit committee called me to interview me on the phone. And after the interview, he says, we need you to send us a resume. And I said, well, I'm so sorry, I can't do that. He says, what? I said, I can't do that. I said, because if I sent one, there was no one there qualified to judge it. I want you to understand, I'm in a raggedy, run-down, tore-up building. But I have the strength and stamina to wait on what God promised me. Y'all better hear me. God didn't tell me I was going to go pastor another somebody's church. He told me he was going to raise the one I had up. And I'm telling you, when you've got strength and you know how to wait on God, you can pass up what seems like a blessing. My pastor called me after the deacon called him back and said, I don't know what's wrong with that young man. My pastor called me and said, Ira, I can't believe you told those folk. You see that little raggedy building you're in? I can't help you. You just don't fit. Because I'm waiting. God has promised me something, and I'm convinced in the accuracy of his word. You have sown, I mean, you preached it, you have sown. You sowed based on the word of God that if I sow, I will reap. Don't put your mouth on anything other than my harvest is on the way. God is raising up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. Told you I had one more scripture. I ain't got but 3 minutes. I can stay in my time now because I'm ready to wrap this up. When I'm waiting, I get strengthened while I wait. I hope y'all getting this. I hope y'all getting this. Talking about when I wait on the Lord. Now, a lot of folk waiting, but they ain't waiting on the Lord. They just waiting for something to happen. But when I'm waiting on the Lord, there is a divine connection. Watch this. And there is the infusion of strength to stand. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So let's go to Isaiah and see if he can't close us out. Hallelujah. All right, Isaiah 40. Are you there? If I say if I'm waiting on the Lord, I can't quit. Can't give up. Verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. What's going to happen? They shall what? Renew their strength. So if you call yourself waiting and you talk about you tired, you're not waiting on the Lord. Because they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You get stronger day by day. The longer it takes, the stronger you are. They shall mount up on wings as strange he's using eagles. Strange that he would use an eagle. Because when an eagle flies, There's a lid that comes over his eyes that magnifies his vision where he sees further. While I'm waiting, I see further than where I am right now. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount upon wings as eagles. They shall run and not be. They shall walk in. If I'm waiting, I don't quit. I'm being energized and renewed during the waiting process. So if you're tired, you might need to check it. Because you're not waiting on the Lord. Because they that wait upon the Lord, watch this, shall renew their strength. Anybody's strength being renewed? Anybody waiting on anything? Are you listening? I knew one day this day would come.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, when in a little raggedy building, when the third largest church or second largest church in town called me the candidate to be their pastor, I knew my day was coming. Now, the day you can put that church in this church. Because I was willing to wait. I close with, if God has ever promised you anything, learn how to put your confidence in God and not man. Because of the accuracy of his word. His word cannot fail. I've been preaching over a half a century. And over that time, I have learned some things. That behind every dark cloud, there really is a silver lining. I've learned some things after a half a century of preaching. That it is true weeping may endure for a night. But joy does come in the morning. Keep on waiting. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You will mount upon wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. Watch this. Walk and not faint. Jesus told Peter, and when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Now what he's saying is, you're going to make it. And I'm going to give you a testimony, Jesus. That's going to help the next fellow. When I'm waiting on the Lord. Where did Peter wait? He waited with the others in the upper room. And something happened while he was waiting. When the Holy Ghost came and it infused the believers. And they all got filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter was right there. When the crowd came out and were looking, Peter was right there. The one that had denied him. The one who had faith failure. His destiny had not changed. Because now he's being infused with power. From another world. And he stands up and preaches, and thousands get saved. All because he was willing to wait. Wait on what? I'm waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit to go to work to change my situation. And if I keep on waiting, I will have a testimony that will strengthen my brethren. I hope I blessed y'all tonight. I'm out of time. Yes, I am. I'm out of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Can y'all come and let's just praise the Lord and just get on out of here. Amen. Now, I don't ever say he may not come when I want him to. I don't say that. While I'm waiting, I'll never say he may not come when I want. I go when he want me to go. I obey when he want me to obey. So what the Bible says, the way I measure it out, the way it comes back to me. I expect God to come when I want him to. The person next to me, keep waiting, keep waiting, keep waiting. Because if I'm waiting on him, my strength, I get strong. I don't get weaker when I'm waiting. I get strong. Amen. And I'm willing to wait. He always comes through. What you got for us, Preston?